Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. So, Dr. Fauci's testimony, we're breaking that down. President Obama, we're going to have Tom Fitton on the show this week again from Judicial Watch. They've been instrumental at prying loose how involved the former president was, I believe, in trying to sabotage President Trump. It's all coming out as we speak. But I mentioned, before we go to our guest, I mentioned a moment ago, and I see more commentary on this, the White House was rejected from coming to Delaware County. Now, you may remember in 2016, President Ivanka Trump, they came to Delaware County a good bit. They see it as critical in Pennsylvania. Aston, I think they came to two or three times. Something about that. So this Delaware County plant, they were rejected. They said we could do it outside. It's fewer than 20 people that would be involved, according to the one commentary I'm reading here. And yet they still were rejected. And then these piling on Democrats. That's right. This guy shouldn't be allowed anywhere. It's all politics. What's he coming to a personal protection plant for? Coronavirus, masks, the whole thing. And they want to talk about politics. This is the president of the United States. Hey, buddies with this plant, what you ought to be doing is moving heaven and earth to make it safe. We all know that, right? That's what you do. You don't try to say, see us after the pandemic is over. It's just stunning to me. All right. Also, out there in Montgomery County, the PhD mom capital now, we're going to talk with a veteran, female veteran, who's running for the state representative office. And she's pretty upset that Dr. Val, you know, those signs out there, keep calm, realize, follow Val, she's a doctor, has said apparently it's not safe to give out these flags that the county gives out to volunteers. I don't think there's much, you know, danger of transmission, who then place those flags for Memorial Day on the graves of veterans. One year when Josh Shapiro was there, they didn't do it. We rounded up thousands of flags and we did it ourselves. Now it's going to be on July 4th. Does she know July 4th it'll magically be okay to do it? All right, let's bring in military veteran Tracy Penny Cook, who is also a candidate for a state rep out there in Montgomery County. Hey, Tracy, welcome to the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Don, for having me on today.
Well, where are you running? Where is this district?
So I'm running for the 147th, which is currently Marcy Topol's seat, and it runs from Lower Salford all the way up to Douglas.
Okay. County. And what's your military service? What branch, Tracy? What did you do in the military?
So I was in the United States Army. I started off as an enlisted medic, went back to college, got my degree, and then became a Army aviator. I fly Blackhawks and UH-1s.
Wow. I didn't know that part. I thought I knew about the original part. That's well, very impressive. Surely you can't, given your medical background, given your military background, mission completed, safety and all that. How could someone with you, with that kind of background, challenge the great doctor who says it's not safe to give these flags to the volunteers and have them put them on the graves?
I don't think she really even understands the process. So the flags arrive at the county usually the end of February. They're all boxed up, ready to go, and the staff and the Department of Veterans Affairs there, they separate them out. you'll have one or two gentlemen come and pick up their allotment for their cemeteries that they cover. They take them and store them, and then they determine when their people are going to put them out. When you go to the grave, you kind of line up. You can easily do that 6 feet apart. You grab your handful of stakes, and you walk the rows of graves. Just by the nature of a cemetery, they're 6 feet apart.
Yes.
There is absolutely, you're outside. There's absolutely no risk. I have absolutely no idea how that can be more risk than playing a round of golf, which is now allowed under our stay-at-home order in Montgomery County.
Yeah, what this is it's these tiny tyrants who capriciously come up with it because something gets in their head somehow or another, Tracy. There's no science. There's nothing to do with that. And then they run and scream science, but they won't take questions from someone like me or you pushing back on the alleged science. You just laid it out. This is safe. There's a million other things they're doing that are much riskier than this by far. July 4th is not the day for this. Nothing wrong with honoring veterans every day of the year, of course, but we all know the significance of doing it now.
I think it's really important to do it now. You know, as we've stayed at home for the last 8 weeks, a lot of veterans in that quiet, in the isolation will reflect on their military service. That can be good and that can be bad. Paying tribute to those that have gone before us and have sacrificed their lives for our country is a way of healing for a lot of veterans. It's a way of remembering those that they served with, those that they learned from, those that paved the way for them. And it's really critically important, especially now where we see so many veterans' homes, where COVID-19 is ravaging through these veterans' homes, and these veterans are dying alone without any friends or family with them, and their service is almost being forgotten. So I think it's really important that Memorial Day be recognized, the flags be put out. We can, you know, avoid risk by not having any type of ceremony, but just to have the flags out for the surviving families and friends is important. It's nice to go and visit the grave and see the flag and the grave marker there, recognizing that veteran's service.
Well, it is, and it shows you the distortion here that I don't think the people that decided this, because they've said, anybody can make a mistake and then they can go back on it. They don't get the significance of this. How important it is versus almost the minuscule risk that's involved with this. And again, they are just nanny stating this, Tracy. Where you are in Montgomery County, I'm convinced, might even be after Philadelphia before there's any kind of reopening. It's the one county that set up their own snitch line. The only other one is with the health department of the state. And again, I just think this is one of the more educated counties and affluent counties, if not the biggest in the state. You would think their people would be more rational about things like this.
You would think that. You would think that they would look at the big picture and go, okay, we're allowing golf. Flags is such a small part of the bigger picture. There's very little risk. I have told the commissioners, I will assume the risk. I will go and pick up all those flags and deliver them to all the veterans groups. So the only one that'll be at risk is me. If the county is that concerned, I'll do it.
Have they given you any response? Have they given you any response to it?
I have gotten no response.
Well,
and I get the impression that it's, well, I've told you, sit down, be quiet, and listen to what I'm telling you to do. God forbid you oppose the decision.
Well, I think within 5 minutes, we would have the flag people give us 2,000, 3,000 flags, because Josh Shapiro's group, Tracy, you were in service then probably. I'm not saying him, because he's a competent guy, but they dropped the ball. They weren't going to do it, whatever it was. Within 5 minutes, we talked about it on the air. We had 100 volunteers, and I couldn't keep the number of flags that came in. So maybe we mull that over and see if they'll do the right thing here.
I hope they do the right thing, because I don't think at this point, veterans come in all shapes and sizes. And political affiliation means nothing to the brothers and sisters that you serve with. No one
Absolutely.
Cares.
Absolutely.
It is all about the fact that you have raised your right hand to serve.
Exactly
so this
right.
It should not be political at all.
Nope. Tracy, do you have a website or a Facebook page? Where do people go to volunteer to work with you, Tracy Penny Cook? Where do they go?
So I have a website. It's tracypennycook.com, and it's spelled TracyPennyCook.com. And then on Facebook, I'm Tracy Penny Cook for State Rep.
Very good. To be continued, Tracy. Thank you. Thanks for your service. And let's see what happens in Montgomery County around this.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.